Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to want chocolates and red roses, I suppose.
Oh, my God, how cliche. No, I'm not giving you a box of chocolates today. However, I just want to tell you, I saw this fantastic sign in a cafe in Summer Hill last week, a cafe called Decolata, which is in the main street there. Chocolate, men, coffee. Some things are better rich. I actually stuck that up on my Facebook page. I've had a lot of people liking that one.
I love it, yeah.
No, in fact, I was going to give you a box of tomatoes.
Why?
No box of chocolates. Well, until the 20th century, the tomato was known as the apple of love. Did you know that?
No, wait. Tomatoes? Mm, what?
It was known as the apple of love. It has a very colourful and really quite confusing history. It arrived in Europe from Central America in the 16th century, as you probably know. And I'm not sure whether we're going to blame the Spanish, the Italians or the French for this, curious twist. The Spanish, they called it, first of all, manzana, and they used it for decorative purposes. They didn't actually know what to do with it. And then the Italians saw it, and they called it pomodoro, which means golden apple, because many of the tomatoes in those days were yellow, and we do have yellow varieties around today. And then to emphasise its Spanish connection, they called it pomo de moro, or Moor's apple, which is where the French come in. A visiting dignitary from France seems to have misunderstood the name and returned to France calling it pomme d'amour, which means apple of love. Oh. And I don't know if you know this either. They also believed that tomatoes were potent aphrodisiacs. And when the English got in on the act in the 19th century, they went crazy with Valentines like everyone seems to be doing today. And one Valentine appeared in the form of a large red tomato, and written on it in embossed gold letters were the words love apple, and in the centre was the picture of an angelic young girl surrounded by a wreath. So maybe tomatoes and love do go together after all, and in fact some even look like bleeding hearts, don't they?
I suppose, yes. So I suppose you're going to give us a tomato recipe, are you?
No, listen, just to confuse you even further, I'm not. I'm giving you a beautiful recipe for a creamy heart made with mascarpone and ricotta, a little bit of sugar, and you can add some liqueur to that. Mix it all together, and you put it into these little cœur à la crème molds, which you can find at good kitchen shops. They're white sort of porcelain, and they've got little holes in the bottom, and you line them with muslin, and you fill them with this lovely mixture of mascarpone and ricotta and sugar, and sit them in the fridge overnight, take them out, turn them out of their molds, take the muslin off, and surround them with a lovely puree of berries. And that recipe is from my book, The Cook's Garden, which came out last year.
And where do we find it?
SheridanRogers.com.au, and you can start booking for my kids' cooking classes too, which are coming up at Easter.
Okay, now one final thought. The world's tragedy is that men love women, women love children, and children love toys. Boom, boom. Talk to you next week.